This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With us on the WBEN TroCare College Live Line, Rite Aid's second bankruptcy filing is going to mean all of its New York stores are closing, including 73 here in Western New York, Bill. How much of an earthquake is this to the local real estate scene?
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. Yeah, this is a lot of retail product coming on the market. 73 stores in Western New York average 13 to 15,000 square feet each. So that's about 1 million square feet of retail product coming to market. We already have a pretty healthy retail sector, but that's a lot of inventory to bring out of the market at one time.
I was thinking about this, especially considering that Rite Aid had closed a handful of locations about a year ago. And I'm just thinking of the one closest to me that was closed in the city of Tonawanda. Became a Spirit Halloween store, you know, over the holidays. But since then, I mean, it still has the big sign on it, for sale or for lease. And no tenant has moved in yet. Now I'm just picturing 70 more locations up there. I mean, what would the demand be for these properties?
Well, I think first, you know, important to understand, Rite Aid does not own this real estate. Rite Aid is a tenant. All this real estate is owned by major investment funds, asset managers, who purchase these properties and then lease them under an absolute net lease, where Rite Aid or any tenant would pay the full boat. They pay the taxes, they pay the insurance, they keep the buildings up, as well as all the rents and utilities. So they're major investors. They need to find new tenants. You know, who will those tenants be? As he said, it's a temporary thing, but they need to attract someone new. So, you know, what do you do with these buildings? Walgreens, probably not likely to snap up very many. They're not in a position really to go forward. They're kind of holding steady. CVS, and they're in the process of consolidation. So other than some other drug stores from outside of our area who may cherry pick a couple locations, maybe more of a rural location where there's a captive audience versus Harlem and Cleveland, where you got three drug stores all sitting on top of each other, it's going to be interesting to see who they can attract.
You know, the thing, too, about this, Bill, you know, it's one of the largest pharmacy chains locally, but their locations are all in prime spots, right? Prime intersections or prime plazas.
Yeah, so you got to look at this, and, you know, depending on the location, what are you going to do? Some are very attractive in, you know, villages and main thoroughfares, but you got to look at the location, the size of the store, a lot of the things, you know, what you're going to do with them, are you going to convert them to other retail? You got to look at the size of parking lots, things like that, things people don't think of. Just say, hey, let's convert it to a medical center. Oh, great idea. Well, we're going to need a parking spot for every 150 square feet for medical center. So you're going to need 87 parking spots. Do a lot of these have 87? Not really. Again, if they're standalone, maybe. A surgical center would need less parking. You'd still need 87 parking spots in that, or 45 parking spots in that one. So really, it's kind of repurposing them. Some will remain retail, but repurposing the stores would be the major change. So who are some of those players? You know, obviously you're going to think retail. We're seeing auto parts stores moving in, O'Reilly's moving in, but they're only going to take so many, and they have very specific demographics they want to follow where they want to put their stores. Possibly clothing retailers, you know, more likely discount retailers. But again, 13,000, 15,000, that's a pretty big store to fill. Fitness centers, you know, could go in something like that. They're also about the right size. You have to do a little build out for bathrooms. Do they have enough parking? So you got to look at the kind of parking, things like that. Rite Aid stores like that, that's an in-and-out store. Mm-hmm. Versus a fitness center where you're going to hang out for an hour, hour and a half. A medical center where you're going to be in there for a half hour, an hour. Really got to think that stuff through. So it's not that simple.
Well, what's more appealing or easier to fill, the standalone locations or the ones that are kind of anchors to these plazas? And, you know, for those ones that are anchors to a larger, you know, strip plaza, I'm thinking on Delaware in the town of Tonawanda, or even here on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and it's Tonawanda or Amherst, you know, right on the border there, whichever one that it's officially in. But that's, you know, kind of the anchor to a larger plaza. What does that mean for all the other businesses that are there?
Well, I think the anchors tend to bring people in. So if you're going to go to a supermarket, maybe you're going to hit a couple of the other stores in that plaza. So I think the anchored ones will probably do better. They'll be more attractive to your national retailers looking to move into this market or expand. The standalones, I think those are going to be a little more challenging.
I'm trying to think, Bill, is there anything to compare this to? You know, such a big closing here in Western New York with so many locations.
Not that I can think of. Yeah, not that I can think of with that many locations. Again, you look at kind of, you know, repurposing the buildings, the other thing we do. Okay, what happens if we change it to something else? You know, you hate to tear them down, but, you know, you repurpose a building, you kind of look at what's the environmental impact going to be. You're better to reuse a building than to build new. So hopefully they're just not going to be tearing down, but I think that could happen. And more so, again, the standalone locations that you brought up, Brian. Take a look at economic advantages for repurposing a building. You know, is it more cost effective to do that? And it'll hopefully stimulate some local economies by attracting new businesses in. So I think you'll see some of that. It's not going to be everything everywhere, but preservation of historic and cultural. I think we can all agree that Rite Aids are not historical or architectural significant. So we don't have to worry about that one. But also, can we bring community benefits? I could see some of these perhaps becoming a community center would be a good use for some of them. Will that bring the benefit? Get some social, recreational activities going in there. So I think we're going to see a variety of things. But every community, I think, will have their own idea how it's going to best benefit their municipality.
Listen, I've heard some arguments for historical and... I kind of want to make the argument for some Rite Aids. I might do that a little bit later, Bill. Bill, thank you. Bill Heisler, the Hanna Commercial Real Estate, joining us.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.